Let's pray. Take my lips and speak through them. Take our minds and think through them. Take our hearts, Lord, and set them on fire. Amen. Please. So we don't actually know who the recipients, who the community was that was receiving these letters in Hebrews, but we do know that they were Jews and people who had become Christians. So these were followers. The message in Hebrews is clear, for sure. Don't lose faith. Hold steadfast. Stay close to God. And the way we do this, says the author of Hebrews, is to remain faithful to Jesus. Understanding who Jesus is the antidote for losing faith. The book sets out to compare and contrast Jesus to all of the key historical figures that went before and key historical events of the Old Testament. So he's greater than the angels, the Torah, Moses, the promised land, priests, sacrifices, and covenants. Jesus is superior to all others, and God speaks through Jesus. And it is important to note that this message is written to those who are already trying to follow Jesus, the believers. They're not warning signs to unbelievers of some consequence for not following. In Hebrews 4, we learn that the people of Israel had had a living and powerful experience of God in their lives, just as the generation of Moses had before them. For indeed, the good news came to us just as to them, but the message they heard did not benefit them because they were not united by faith with those who listened. Yet, despite a living word in their lives, the Hebrews of David's time, those recipients of this book, hardened their hearts, we're told, and nurtured a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. In other words, they did not combine what they heard with faith. So, verses 14 to 16 lay out the solution. Know Jesus. Stay faithful to Jesus because he is the great high priest. So what is a high priest? And what makes Jesus greater than all the other high priests? The high priest could enter the holiest place in Israel's temple, the Holy of Holies. It was separated from the rest of the temple, right, by a thick curtain. It contained the Ark of the Covenant, and it was the place where God chose to reveal God's self, God's presence. So no one but the high priest could go into that space. They didn't even dare to look at the Ark, let alone enter that room. So only a high priest could go into the Holy of Holies, and only once a year, and only with the blood of an animal sacrifice to cover their sin and the sins of the Israelite people. Even then, as I understand it, the other priests tied a rope around the waist of the one going in, just in case the experience of being in the presence of God was so overwhelming that they died, and then they could pull the corpse back out without having to go in themselves. It was that dangerous. Like Aaron before him, Jesus had passed through the inner veil of the tabernacle, the Holy of Holies, and into the presence of God. The difference is that he is both perfect human and perfect God. He has been not just into the inner veil, to the ark which represents God, but to heaven, and has been seated at the right hand of God in God's presence. And he didn't just bring the sacrifice to the temple, He is the sacrifice. Jesus, as great high priest, has made the journey, faced the trials and temptations just like us, but didn't turn away from his reliance in God in the process, even unto death. He's without sin. He is the perfect sacrifice. The concern in Hebrews, then, is not about obedience, it's about faith. And we undermine both faith and obedience all the time by confusing the two. Faith is about relying on Jesus, right? It's not about emulating Jesus. And the reality is, we so often fail to be obedient that we give up on our faith. So, back to Hebrews. Because Christ is the perfect sacrifice for our sins and is seated at the right hand of God, we can then approach the throne of grace where Jesus sits, the one who experienced all that we've experienced. We can approach his throne of grace with confidence and receive mercy, finding grace there every time. The sacrificial system, in other words, the one that had the priests tying themselves to ropes and carrying bleeding animals into the tabernacle, is finished. It's done with in Jesus. I like how Michael Harden puts it in The Jesus-Driven Life. Jesus' death is God's way of coming into the machinery of sacrifice and tossing in a wrench to stop it from ever working again. And you'll hear me quote this one more often than not. Robert Capon says that this, the event of Christ, the Christ event, he says of this, you have to start with the truth that Jesus, in his death and resurrection, has taken away all the sins of the world. There is absolutely nothing and no one, either now or at the last day, who isn't being presented to the Father as clean as a whistle by Jesus. Of course, if there are some of us at the last day who want to argue with that and tell God we like our old non-existent version of ourselves better than his repair job on us in Jesus, well, at that point, we can go to hell. But it's only our non-acceptance of God's acceptance that'll get us there, not our sins. Capon goes on to say that we have to get past the intellectual assent to ideas about Jesus to actually trusting in Jesus. This is what it means to take a leap of faith. The mystery of Christ is accessible to us only by faith. The resurrection, like all of Jesus' miracles, is only readable to those who decide to believe in him. Because even if we have video evidence of the death and resurrection, the ascension of Christ, we still couldn't prove what we believe. Namely, that in Jesus' death, all deaths are made the locus of God's saving work. And that when Jesus rises, the whole world rises as a new creation in him. The mystery of Christ, then, is not an event. It does not begin and end with a death and resurrection in time. It has been the light of the world all along, everywhere and for everyone. It has been revealed in Jesus, but isn't a new divine strategy. The real scandal of the mystery of Christ is what it has done through Jesus, not how it was revealed. It does not belong to the church, and it won't be confined to the church, and it certainly is not a localized phenomenon accessible only to those who have made a transactional response to it. The mystery of Christ is an action of God doing something in and through us, whether we believe it or not. the mystery of Christ, Capon goes on to say, has a name. And for us as Christians, that name is Jesus. God's relationship to us is predicated on God's assumption of our innocence through Christ, the great high priest. So how do we hold fast to a faith in Christ Jesus? It's certainly not about wishful thinking, I don't think. While we study, we read, we watch, we learn, and we choose. We choose to believe. We choose to trust. Because unlike those early Christians, I do not experience miracles in my everyday life that I'm aware of. It's critical for me to learn about this man, Jesus, and to understand a way of being unlike any the world has to offer. And in Mark's gospel, we're told that the way to know this Jesus is to become like children. To become powerless. To give up all that we rely on. To let go. To die. To die to all of those things that we hold fast to, believe in so dearly that they're going to make us better, get us something more than we already have. It's the easiest and the hardest thing to do. But Jesus has shown us the way. Jesus became the most high priest through the Christ event, resurrection, ascension, the redemption of all humanity. It is through his humanity that Jesus is able to save humankind. It is this Christ event, begun at the beginning of time and happening today, that we are to believe, to trust. This is the good news for the Hebrews, and this is the good news for us. Let's pray. O God of every moment, you know us more dearly than we know ourselves. Your word is a two-edged sword, and there is nowhere we can hide from your presence. Help us to know you. Make us followers of the one great high priest, the perfect sacrifice. Open our hearts to the living, transforming word, Christ Jesus. Amen.